Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. And I'm going to begin this evening's programme with a suite from one of George Gershwin's musicals, A Damsel in Distress. I confess I've never seen it, although I do know some of the tunes. This was Gershwin's last musical show before he died, I think in 1937, in his mid-30s. A great loss, but of course he's left an enormous, wonderfully rich legacy. This was also one of the shows that he wrote as a vehicle for the great Fred Astaire. The score, or rather scores, for this musical were preserved in the archive of RKO Studio and have been put together to make this suite. So I hope you enjoy a bit of George Gershwin, A Damsel in Distress.
Thank you.
A suite by George Gershwin from his musical A Damsel in Distress. Well, it's just one glorious melody after another, isn't it? Wonderful, wonderful composer. And now to Haydn Wood, and a piece of music I think I first introduced late last year, maybe. It's his British Rhapsody. I didn't know this work before. It suddenly appeared on a British Light Music Premieres sort of CD, and it proved to be a really interesting piece. It was written during World War II, and although it contains no original sort of British folk tunes at all, they're all completely made up by Haydn Wood, nevertheless, he manages to imbue his own themes with much of the of the spirit of genuine British folk music. Very interesting. In a way, it's a kind of a whistle-stop tour, really, around the British Isles. So I hope you enjoy it. Haydn Wood, A British Rhapsody.
Thank you.
The British Rhapsody of Haydn Wood, full of good British tunes, but actually not original British tunes, Haydn Wood's own idea of British tunes, but nevertheless a thoroughly entertaining piece, and like so much of Haydn Wood and his contemporaries, of course, beautifully scored for the orchestra. Now, I must tell you about a concert that's coming up this coming Monday. That's October the 20th. It's at Ramsey Grammar School in the West Building, and it's the last concert of the current season of Ramsey Music Society's series of excellent recitals. So I'll just say that again. It's Monday the 20th of October, Monday next, 7:30, West Building, Ramsey Grammar School, and it promises to be a very interesting concert indeed. The artist is the Italian-Croatian pianist Ida Pelliccioli. She studied in France. She received a double diploma in interpretation and pedagogy, it says here, education, I'm guessing, at the École Normale in Paris. She avoided going on the sort of competitive musical circuit, a real drudge. So she then went on and received a double master diploma at the Sorbonne in Italian Literature and Ancient Greek History. So where did she find the time to become a concert pianist? Well, she has since been performing throughout the world, really, Europe, Canada, Australia and South Africa. And this year she made her debut in Thailand. She's also made fleeting appearances in a number of films as a pianist. So I'm sure there'll be more of that in the programme. Now, her programme for Monday includes music by Schubert, Mozart, Scarlatti and Blasco de Negra, although I'm afraid to say that I don't have any more details than that. Mozart sonata, perhaps? A Schubert sonata? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Or some of the shorter pieces, Momo Musico, or some of the impromptus? Who knows? Scarlatti, well, it's bound to be a sonata. He wrote 600 of them, didn't he? So it promises to be a very interesting programme. Tickets are £15, payable in cash at the door, and the all recitals for the Ramsey Music Society are free for pupils and students under 18 years old. So, a wonderful piano recital there for the last concert of the season of the Ramsey Music Society, Monday 20th of October, 7:30 in the West Building Ramsey Grammar School. So, duty done. I regret to say I won't be there because I will be off Ireland. And I should be very sorry indeed to miss that particular recital. Right. Well, fairly hectic whistle-stop tour around England there with Haydn Wood. Let's have something a bit more relaxing by Albert Cattelby, a composer who, between the wars, really, was at his most popular. A number of characteristic, delightful, illustrative, evocative pieces, Persian Market, Chinese Garden, and so on and so forth. I'm going to play one of his best-known ones, which is In a Monastery Garden. And this was inspired by a visit Cattelby made to the Franciscan Friary at Chilworth, near Guildford in Surrey. As I say, it's a very peaceful evocation of that visit. There's bird song in the background, a hint of the chanting of the monks, the friary bells, of course, and just the peace of the wonderful gardens. Cattelby, In a Monastery Garden.
Thank you.
Well, a lovely piece there from a bygone age. Cattelby's music is not fashionable these days, and hasn't been really since probably the 1950s. Although, of course, it is included in many light music programmes these days as quite a revival of British light music. It's quite sentimental, isn't it? And we may snigger a little bit at some of the bird songs and the monks chanting Kyrie eleison and so forth. But you see, I mean, in the 20s and 30s, this music was loved by people who would never come into contact with, say, the beautiful slow movements of someone like Mahler or Elgar, even Tchaikovsky, let alone Rachmaninoff or Vaughan Williams even. They would never come into contact with this music. But hearing this on the radio of a Sunday night, well, it stirred the emotions a little bit, and there's no harm in that. The music there of Albert Cattelby. Now, it's generally known that some very famous composers had relatives who were also composers, although many of them are forgotten or neglected. The exception, I suppose, would be the Bach family, because Bach's sons, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, John Christian Bach, Friedemann Bach and so forth, all had spectacular careers, particularly C.P. Bach and John Christian Bach. But there are other composers too that had important and productive relatives, including Mozart. Yes, Wolfgang Amadeus. His father, Leopold, was a very notable composer in Salzburg. He wrote a number of masses and other sacred pieces. I would say sort of severe, serious in style. But he wrote an enormous number of symphonies and other instrumental works, which are great fun and have all sorts of wonderful effects in them and are really quite lively. Mozart also had two sons. The first of them, he was not a musician at all and spent most of his life in Italy as a diplomat. But Franz Xaver Mozart, who was actually born the year that Mozart died, 1791. He did have a career as a composer and a pianist and a teacher, but of course it was dogged forever by the fact that he was a Mozart, and it wasn't really helped by his mother, Mozart's widow Constanze, who insisted he change his name to Wolfgang for professional reasons. So everywhere he went, of course, and gave performances or produced concertos, expectations were ridiculously high. He could never have matched them, and bless him, he didn't. Nevertheless, he remained loyal to Constanze, visited her several times in Salzburg, although he lived most of his life in Lemberg, what is now Lviv, as a teacher. He did actually leave a couple of piano concertos. I thought you might be interested to hear a movement of one of them, just to hear what the music of a son of Mozart was actually like. So here is the Allegretto from his Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major, written in 1809, so that's well into Beethoven's maturity, if you like, played for us this evening by Howard Shelley. Thank you. The third movement, Allegretto, of the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Franz Xaver Mozart. Well, it sounds a bit like Mozart. Well, you'd expect it to, wouldn't you, really? It certainly reminds me of a lot of Mozart finales. There's a little hint of forward-looking to Beethoven, but it doesn't go down the road of virtuoso piano writing of the likes of Hummel and Moscheles, leading on towards Chopin, of course. I mean, it's quite a charming piece. It's very well written. But with so many piano concertos of Mozart and so forth, it hardly really gets a look in. You have to feel a bit sorry for Franz Xaver, nicknamed Wolfgang Mozart. He really did try to have a career. And, of course, he did a lot to promote Mozart's music at a time when there was all sorts of confusion and squabbles about publishing it. So, an interesting character. And now to a light music composer who's never appeared on this programme in any of the programmes in the entire series, Leonard Salcedo. But he's appearing here not as a composer exactly in his own right, but as an arranger of music by Bizet, namely from the opera Carmen. Now, Salcedo wrote 17 ballet scores, and the most famous one, again, which I fear I don't know a single note from, was called The Watchboy, and it achieved over 1,000 performances. Now, his ballet based on the music of Bizet's Carmen dates from 1984, and it was composed for the Scottish Ballet. So here is just a little suite, if you like, of three movements arranged by Leonard Salcedo from Bizet's Carmen. Quite charming. Thank you. Three well-known pieces there from Bizet's Carmen in the arrangement from 1984 by the composer Leonard Salcedo. I'll be looking out for some of his original music for a future programme. Quite an interesting chap. And now a piece at one time extremely popular, particularly with young pianists, that I've never played before. This is Edward McDowell, To a Wild Rose. It was the first of 10 short pieces for piano that the American composer wrote for his Sweet Woodland Sketches way back in 1896. It has a beautiful lilting melody, here played on a clarinet, incidentally, and is rather wistful and reflective. A bit of nostalgia again. Takes us back almost to the world of Ketelby. Anyway, To a Wild Rose by Edward McDowell.
Thank you.
A lovely piece there, very well known, of course, as I say, mainly to pianist Edward McDowell's To a Wild Rose. And now we need something to play us out. We've come to the end of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed my selection and will join me again next Thursday at 9. What about a little bit more of Ketelby? Just to sort of play us out in a mellow mood. This is Sanctuary of the Heart, subtitled Méditation Religieuse. So I think we pretty much know what to expect. So, in the meantime, before next Thursday evening, happy listening. Please join me again. Ketelby, Sanctuary of the Heart.